Nicole Scott here for Netbook News, and here we are in the taxi going from Nangang Hall to the Grand Hyatt. So day two of the show, we went around to MSI to check out their tablets. Little disappointing on the 120W, which is running Cedar Trail, and the 110W, which is running AMD Brazos. The vents are exactly where, we're in the taxi, that's the taxi sounds, but the vents are exactly where the hands are. So it's actually blowing hot air onto your hands as you're using them. So the MSI tablets, the Windows ones, I would definitely call them a fail. What else did we see today? For tablets wise, I would say the Milata and Honeycomb tablet was quite good. I mean, it's going to be shipping volume end of July, and they're looking at between 250 and 300 for that tablet. I mean, it's running NVIDIA Tegra 2, Honeycomb, very responsive screen. The camera, so-so, wasn't that fond of it. I thought that it was kind of laggy when you tried to move it around. The colors were fine, but I would definitely have to see the video exported to judge whether or not it's actually decent, because right now it doesn't look very good. So very good tablet, I would say, compared to the Motorola Zoom, only because it's much lighter than the Zoom is. So that's definitely a plus for the Milata. And Milata is actually also going to be producing the reference design for Canoe Lake and Key Lake. So Canoe Lake is that super ultra thin, it's running Cedar Trail as well, the N2600 or the N2800. So it's got those two, and it's supposedly it's going to be producing 5 hours of battery life. That might be a marketing number. Even if it's three, well, that would still suck. I mean, let's really hope it's five. I mean, we definitely have to see the testing. I talked to some OEMs yesterday at an event, and they were telling me the reason why no one has picked it up, and we're only seeing it a year later, is because it runs desktop power light consumption, so there's just no point in anyone producing it. So I would really like to see how the Canoe Lake and the Key Lake actually pan out. It's supposed to be $399, sampling in August, shipping in September, so we'll definitely have it for back to school, we'll definitely have it for Christmas. But for the Christmas season, the netbook that I thought was the best so far was the Asus 1025CE. There's also the 1025C, which is the cheaper version. The difference between the C and the CE is the CE has USB 3. It's actually got a metal finish. It has powered charge, and it has a cover on the webcam. And as well on the webcam, you can actually zoom. So you actually have the options for three-level zoom on the webcam as well. So I thought that was a nice little feature by Asus. So it's meant to have 21 days of standby time, also running the N2600 and N2800 series, looking really good. So that's kind of been my synopsis of what's gone on for me on the first half of day two of Computex 2011. I'm heading now to the Grand Hyatt to check out a netbooks and tablets session being put on by Intel. So we'll see exactly, I'm hoping to learn about the N35 processor that they used in the PX101, the Migo netbook. So I've never heard about that. I've never heard about that processor before. I don't really know what it's about. I heard that it's single core. I don't know what the power's like. I heard it's cheaper. That's why they're able to produce at 199. I'm not sure if there's any geographic restrictions on the price point of that CPU. So I'll be very curious to know about that. So that's kind of what I'm looking forward to this afternoon. It's so far an exciting show. Lots of tablets, a lot of crap tablets. Not so many fab tabs. So anyways, this is Nicole Scott for Netbook News, Computex 2011.